Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down, the Friday Night Free Show has begun. The countdown is now complete. It is week zero. Let's do this thing. College football has arrived. We're breaking it down. Steve Merrill's going to step up in it. Mike Dettillier kicks it with us. Tony Finn, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mick Aussie from Planet Mickland. We are stacked full house on this first official Football Friday. Unfortunately, the National Football League preseason, we finally got punched in the mouth tonight. It was a hell of a run. Yet, anybody that tuned in knew that I said, man, the last week of the preseason's like, you know, I'm out now. Like, we'll talk about the Baltimore Ravens a little bit later on, and we're going to get in on the Ravens tomorrow. But other than that, I don't care. Like, it's a crapshoot, man. Like, it's really, you're betting on like a pinball. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, one ball of pinball bouncing around everywhere, and like wherever it goes, it goes. That's where we're at right now, the National Football League preseason. The advantage to me is gone. It was gone. I misread it. I thought it would be lower scoring tonight in these games. It wasn't. Turned into a circus, and I'm out. It's all good. It was a profitable run in the National Football League preseason, and now it's go time, college football. Nebraska and Illinois, they're the first ones up. We're going to be breaking it down. Speaking of football, and I don't know, man. I guess I really am just a jerk. Like, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, none of us think. I saw Cuomo when Cuomo stepped down. He said, you know, you have to wonder if we're the people that we think we are. I don't think I'm like a raging jerk, but I probably am, actually. I think I am. And I think this is case in point of the fact that, I don't know, a lot of people seem to think this story is cute and whatever. And, you know, I don't like it. It's like one of those deals where it's like, if I'm the boss, it's like, yeah, I just don't like this. It's like, what don't you like about it? I just don't like it. You know, and it's just one of these deals. So it's the first. So tonight in Montreal, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, they beat the Montreal Alouettes, by the way. Game stayed under, but they beat the Montreal Alouettes. They covered, the game stays under. So, it's the first game ever in the history of sport, essentially. The CFL history, they say, but whatever sport has this ever happened? We've never heard about it. That the line judge and the head linesman, they're married. A married couple were both referees tonight in the same football game. And it's, I don't know. I don't like it. And I guess that makes me Mr. Burns. I'm Mr. Burns. Because do I have a good reason for not liking this? No, not really. I just don't like it. You know, it's like one of like an old, you know what I mean? Like a grandfather. No, I just don't like that. I don't like this soup. Send it back. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. We're breaking it down. We got a full house. It's Football Friday. Tony Finn's going to join us from Las Vegas. We'll talk baseball and football. Steve Merrill steps up and in from Virginia. We're going to talk baseball and football, college football. It's time. Week zero, kickoff, 1 o'clock Eastern, Nebraska and Illinois. We're all over this game. We've got season win totals on Nebraska. We're going to be betting this football game. We're going to be betting the UConn-Fresno State game. We're going to be betting on a UCLA-Hawaii game. We're going to be betting on a UTEP-New Mexico State game. And you bet your ass we're going to be betting on a San Jose State-Southern Utah game as well. We're ready for some college football. NFL preseason rolls on, but it's whatever. Who cares now? It's the final week. It's crazy, but we do know that the Baltimore Ravens are one win away from immortality. They've tied the Green Bay Packers' all-time record of 19 preseason consecutive wins. They get the Washington football team, and then they've got 20 in a row if they get this done. But the books have baked this into the cake, so to speak, right now. As, you know, they're on to this money line thing, so they make you pay for it. It was like minus 195, 200. At last check, we'll get into that. Mick Aussie's going to step up and in. Teddy Bridgewater named starting quarterback of Mick Aussie's Denver Broncos. Jameis Winston named the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Not a surprise. You know, and it's funny how, like, people actually thought that it was, like, some sort of, like, competition or battle. They just gave Jameis Winston $15 million. Do you think they gave Jameis Winston $15 million to watch Taysom Hill run the offense? Come on, man. Mike Dettillier is going to step up and join us from the Bayou. You know it's football season when you hear Mike Dettillier's voice, one of the best in the business. Mike Dettillier, we'll talk Saint football, and we'll talk LSU football. All right, so we got a Bayou report. Last night, the Windy City Sports Report. Tonight, it's that we're going to the Bayou for some New Orleans Saint talk and some LSU Tiger talk, and I'm pretty bullish on one of these football teams, and I'll tell you, it's not the NFL one. Even though I don't think the Saints are going to be terrible or anything like that. But
want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Saints have a lot of, they've got a lot of depth issues right now in Nolens.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Yankees keep killing it.
Take what you got.
The countdown is on. Week zero is here. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
You know what you don't. You say you will, but you won't. You think you win, but
the Late Night Anchor Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Let's do this thing. It's the Friday Night Free Show.
The college football season is set for kickoff, and we're fired up for this. It was a hell of a run in the NFL preseason, yet I'm done with these games. We've got real games now. We've got real games, and we've got college football experts, right? Speaking of football, dear God, 17-10, White Sox and Cubs. Talk about a football score. So we got a lot of stuff to break down tonight. So as I was stating, history was made. So we have a husband and wife team that did a game together here tonight in the CFL. And I don't know, like I said, maybe I'm just an old, you know, I'm like, you know, Mr. Burns or something like that. But number one, it's a distraction to me. Now, I don't know. Listen, they're line judge and head linesman, but I really am a jerk, aren't I? Hey, look at a beautiful story. Husband and wife team just reffed a football game together. I'm like, I don't like it. Like, Commissioner Morency just found out about this. I'm like, what's this about? I don't know. Like, what if they got into a big fight, like, right before the game? I like to think of, like, the worst things that, you know. Like, let's think of the cons here. Like, what if they get into a big blowout, like a big fight, right? Like, right before the game. And then they got to go out and ref the game. And then they're looking at each other and they're hating each other and stuff like that. You know, like I said. Work different games. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, the cops, the husband, the wives. No, you work a different beat. Work a different shift. Or work a different beat. That's my stance on this. And I guess I really am just an a-hole. And I'm a jerk. But, yeah, I'm not down with husband and wives doing football games. And if I was a player, it would be a problem. Like, I'm telling you right now. Because I'd chirp off to both of them at the same time, right? I'd be like, yeah, good call your wife made there, bro. Like, can you imagine, too? Like, what if you insult the referee who's the woman and you call her, like, a bad name? And then you just insult, you know what I mean? You call the guy's wife. It's not just, like, a ref suddenly. And then you look at the ref. What are you going to do about it? Like, you know, I don't know. Just, you see what I'm saying, Matthias? Am I crazy on this? You know what I mean? Like, it leads to sort of, it just, like, let them work different games, man. What is this? What is this? Like, what are we playing? Is the kids in soccer in the park? Are we keeping score here? No married couples. That's my stance. No married couples. Forget about the non-vaccinated. No married couples. Yeah, I got a problem with it. Listen, you played sports, Matthias. Would you like it, like, if the referees were husband and wife? Doesn't it rub you the wrong way just for whatever reason? It rubs me the wrong way. Matthias? That's great. The one time I throw the mic to him, nah. I told him his mic sucked. I've told him. I've told him. Where the hell are you? This is what I deal with. This is my life here. I throw it to the dude, not here. No response now. I could be all alone for all I know right now. All right. All right, like I said this yesterday. Whenever I put myself in a good mood, it's only a letdown. I said, you know, last show of the week, let's end on a high note. Let's end on a high note, because I've got concerns now. I wonder if we're going to be able to get Steve Merrill on when our own producer can't get on. That's what. See. Thinking about the worst case scenario. You always got to think worst case scenario here. That's our worst case scenario. And you know what? We love Matthias, but I don't really care if his mic works. But the phones better be working. So whether you're there or not, Merrill better be on in a couple of minutes. Yeah. So, I've been informed, no Merrill. What's up with your mic, bro? What's going on here? I ask you a simple question, and you go silent. Earlier, you're chirping, you're talking my ear off earlier in my headset. Oh, here he is again. All right. Note to self. All right, evidently, he's dealing with... I've been informed he's dealing with an issue. But Merrill will be good to go. Merrill will be good to go. I gotta tell you, like I said, I would play that song, Lack of Communication, by Rat if I could, but would probably get sued by them too, like everybody else. Same with Pearl Jam, Even Flow. We'd roll with that right now. All right, so where's... I got a list out earlier of things. And I swear to God, it's both. It was Koski and now Matias. Note to self, don't throw the mic to people. That's the new thing. We threw the mic to Koski today, the update kid. He's gone. Like 10 seconds later. Even Cam like had a meltdown about it. And now I'm having a meltdown. Yankees up 5-2 right now. Ironically enough, we've been killing football. We lose football tonight, but we win baseball. We're winning baseball. See, like I was saying, so if you're married, imagine, say, a married couple. You know, what if they get into a big fight before the game? I'm really hung up on this. Like, it just sort of like, wow, what a world we're living in. What a world we're living in. All right, so I understand we have Steve Merrill, except we've really got to start timing this better, Matias, as in, like, you know, not throwing me to guess 1 minute before we go to break, but... And now Steve Merrill with us. Steve, that seems to be your new time, like 9:19 or something. Next week, just move it back like 3 minutes or something, Steve. How you doing, Merrill?
Doing well, man. We'll make it work.
Yeah. I'm trying. I was just saying, Steve, there's a husband and wife team. They just made history. First husband and wife team, they were linesmen. So they weren't the head referee, but they were still linesmen. And I don't like it. I don't think husband and wife should be working sporting events together. I think it's a distraction. And like I said, what if they get into a big fight, like in at the hotel before the game, and then they're just, you know, work different crews. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could be insane on this, and I don't know why it bothers me so much, but if I was a player or a coach, it would bother me, because if one of them screwed up, then I would just sort of go, you and your wife, or you and your husband, right? I'd sort of throw them on both under the bus. And as I stated earlier, players say things to these people. So if you start, like, calling the guy's wife, like, a bunch of names, is he going to, like, snap and, like, or is he going to overreact? Like, you know, the refs, like I said, I just don't like married couples working a game together, Steve. It just bothers me for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I wonder how many times over the years there's been, like, you know, brothers or siblings that we didn't realize were working games. I guess it's happened probably, but, you know, most of those crews are pretty tight-knit families. I think if you criticize one of them, they're all going to kind of take it personally, though, even if it's just, you know, non-related co-workers, if you will.
Yeah, but it's different when it's your wife. Yeah, like some guy really starts going off and stuff, but it's the world that we're living in now.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here we go. Maybe I'm just mad because I lost that game. All right, we're going to get into some college football on the other side. Steve Merrill with his wager talk. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Late night anger management class. Looking at trending topics on Twitter right now. Cristiano Ronaldo set to return to Manchester United. Hashtag million different things Trump. You know he's not around anymore, right? You can stop tweeting about him. Speaking of which, Kobe, just can't make that up. Goes right into Kobe. I was wondering why, too. I was like, what's up with Kobe everywhere the other day? And it was like, oh, it's 8:24, right? Man, Kobe's got more anniversaries than Larry King did. All right, so Steve Merrill with us. Wager talk in the house. I think that one went over everybody's head, but it was good. Steve Merrill, wager talk in the house with us. So, Steve, it's week zero. College football is here. And I'm ready to go. We got a Big Ten matchup, 1 o'clock Eastern, full slate of football, except it's early heavy tomorrow. You got a couple of, like, real – you got a real drag of a game on the nightcap, and Dave Sherapan brought it up earlier today, and I brought it up last night, actually, too. I said the amount of action that'll be on that UTEP-New Mexico State game. It'll be the most bet UTEP and New Mexico State game in the history of their program, Steve. This is one of the last games of the first week. And you got San Jose State and Southern Utah on the board. But it gets started with some Big Ten football, Steve. College football is here.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, it's going to be the most bet Southern Utah game in history, without a doubt. They're hardly ever on the rotation, obviously. And playing San Jose State and all these books put up those FCS games now. And, yeah, I think the best game is, like you said, I mean, the Nebraska-Illinois game to start, and the Connecticut-Fresno. We talked a little bit about that on Tuesday night. You'd like the under there. I thought you made a good case for that. I mean, Connecticut's a team that didn't play at all last year. Just so many strange handicapping factors. I mean, if you've got 16 returning starters this year, you're like, you're a young team. You know, almost every team is 18 or 20 starters. And Nebraska-Illinois will be an interesting game. We're seeing Nebraska's about a solid touchdown favorite right now. Looks like we might see some 6.5s by tomorrow, but right now it's a pretty solid 7 across the board.
Well, I'm seeing 6.0. It's been 6.5 at FanDuel all week. It hasn't been 7 once at FanDuel. It's been 6.5. Like, I haven't seen a 7. I'm waiting. I'm hoping to get a 7, Steve. I haven't seen it. I've seen the total move. The total at FanDuel, at least, was 54.5. And went down to 52.5 today, and then it popped back up. Now currently 6.5 and 53.5. I don't think people. I don't know. I don't look at like the. I don't look at places I don't bet, right? So I don't really care. Like, all right, what is it? But let me look and see like the consensus in Vegas here on the strip.
No, it's 7. I'm looking at like 10 other books right now are all 7. So once again, FanDuel is doing what they do. They're being a true sports book, and they're not afraid to kind of take a stand on a game.
Yeah. I don't know if it really matters, to be honest. There's no key number. College football, and more, the key numbers are gone, Steve, even in the NFL. Right? Like, we've seen, I've seen this time and time again.
Right.
Like, no, but I get it.
Seven's still a likely number. I mean, I know what you're saying, that you are right. They're not
in college, though?
Yeah.
In college, though?
Not as much as the NFL. Not as much.
Because college, they go for two so much. You know what I mean? So they shatter it. Like, a lot of coaches just go for two all the time. Like, look at Chip Kelly tomorrow. He usually goes for two every time. Right? So suddenly it's sort of, you know, to me, I think even in the NFL, people get sort of sucked into that. I don't know. You're the percentage guy. What are the percentage of games that land on number 7, like, in the NFL? I don't want to put you on the spot now if you got to look it up. But, like, how many times does it actually happen?
The NFL 7 has always been the second most key number. About 5% of the time, favorites are going to win by 7. Now, I will agree with you, with higher scoring games and with the 2-point conversion, it's going to be a little less likely going forward. And that applies more to college football because the games are higher scoring even in college football. You know, when you're talking about totals in the 60s and 70s, your margins. And then on top of that, one other thing to consider, Gabe, is that this is week zero, like you said, and there's no preseason, a lot of uncertainty. So these lines are not as sharp in week zero or week one as they will be in November. So 7 is not as key of a number now that it was 5 or 10 years ago. It's not as key as it'll be maybe 2 months even this year. So I agree with you on that.
Agreed. Yeah, exactly. The times have changed. That's my point. And another, I think a massive thing, and I'm glad you didn't make that point, so it makes me look smart now, Steve, is look in the NFL. I think why is, bro, the extra points. Guys miss extra points all the time in the NFL now. There goes your key number. Hey, I got +7. Hey, I got 7. Yeah, good for you. You're -7. Boom, buddy just missed. And it's strange, Steve, because they actually miss, and I don't know the answer to this. And I asked football people this. So I asked, like, literally special teams guy. I forget what coach. I finally got someone. It drove me crazy. I said, after years, I've got someone I can ask. I said, why do you guys miss extra points all the time? He goes, we don't practice them much. Sounded weird because they don't practice them much. And said the field goal kicker's sort of on his own all week in practice. That he's drilling kicks. Sort of keep an eye on them, but they're not running sort of the drills. But it's baffling to me, Steve. I swear to God, what's the guy's name? Tucker in Baltimore. Even him. Like, that guy can hit a 58-yarder, Steve, in a snowstorm blindfolded. Guy will shank an extra point, though, no problem. I saw him. He shanked an extra point last year. It's amazing to me that they can hit. They hit these field goals, but for whatever reason, Steve, saw the CFL dude the other night. Literally, this guy, he's always a shaky kicker. His name's Boris Beattie. But he's got a cannon, Steve. So he drilled a 54-yarder to start on the opening drive of the game, and then his team scored, and then he missed the extra point. He missed the extra point. He hit the upright, but he hit a 54-yarder right in the middle in the wind, Steve. It's amazing to me. I can't explain it, Steve, but that takes away the key number a hell of a lot because these guys miss extra points a lot nowadays.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, as you know, I mean, they moved it back, of course. I think, what was it, about, you know, 5-6 years ago? I think it was like 2015. It's been a while, you know.
Yeah, considerably
moved
back.
More because they moved it back from the 2-yard line to basically the 15. So it's gone from a 20-yard kick to like a 32, 33-yard kick. So you're going to miss more just by default. Right, you're going to miss. Well, no, it's on the 15. It's about 17 with the snap in the end zone. So it's 32, 33, I believe. But, you know, it's still obviously adding to the misses. And the other thing, though, keep in mind, it works both ways. Yes, they don't land on the key numbers because of that. But the 2-point margin, the 2-point conversion allows teams to get back to the key numbers, where in the past they would never have been able to do that. So it really hasn't changed the margins as much as you think for that reason. I do think higher scoring games, as I mentioned earlier, I think that has a bit of an impact, though. And we talked about that with teasers. You know, the 6 points aren't worth as much in a 70-point game as they are in a 35-point game. Every key number matters more when there's less points scored.
So, yeah, you're right. It's 33 yards now. So it's 33. 33 yards.
20 when we were growing up, it was 20. So that's a big difference. I mean, it was a chip shot before.
Yeah, it was on the 2. You're right. It was on the 2-yard line, right? So it was 19. Because, what, you had 17 yards, right?
Yeah, and so it's on the 15 now. I see 33 and some stuff, too. But it's really about 32 and a half, 32. I mean, it's really from anywhere from, like, you know, a 19 to 32 now. So, I mean, that makes a difference. You're going to miss more just by default with that distance change.
Let me see what it is in the CFL. I think the CFL is longer. 32 in the CFL. And college, extra point, NCAA.
NCAA is the same.
NCAA is the same.
On the hash mark, the 2 or 2.5, wherever that mark is.
Yeah. But they miss. They miss. That's the point, right? They miss the extra points. So they should nail these, but they don't. So that's my whole point. I don't believe in the key. I don't know. Put it this way. I'm not losing sleep that I'm not getting 7. You know what I mean? That and back to our original game here. Back into the Illinois-Nebraska game. Like, I'm not really in a panic about it. I do think, and you're right, Steve, tomorrow, it's not like preseason, but there's a lot of unknowns, right, going into it. Like you said, UConn haven't played in 2 years. But to me, it's because they're not top-tier programs. right? So I don't know. You're betting on sort of like mid-tier programs here that haven't played. And but one thing we've been debating is, what's your take? I don't think that the offenses can't click. And in fact, I think there's often bad tackling early, Steve. Right? And I think the offense, as we discussed this with a guest last night, these teams script these plays so much in the offseason. You know, the first 30 plays, 40 plays in a game are scripted. They've been working on them all year. So I'm not really scared of, like, betting overs tomorrow. I'll put it that way. Or next week in week one.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, too, these teams have more veteran returning starters than any time in history. So they've been together, which means the offenses have been together. And, you know, I think it's a lot harder for a young offense to click. You know, defense can go out there, have not played together, and just smash, you know, and hit the other guys. But offenses need some experience. And these guys have been together, you know, last year, the season before, for the most part. They've had some spring seasons. You know, they've had the summer. So, I think the offenses might click more than people realize. You know, Illinois, something you got to worry about with Illinois tomorrow is that Brett Bielema's taking over, who's a great coach overall. I mean, he can definitely turn that program around, yet it's his first year. And they do have 17 returning starters, but, you know, how much practice did they have this summer, you know, and what were the conditions like? I still think it's tougher for new programs, new coaches to come in this current environment, especially considering how veteran a lot of their opponents are going to be.
That's a good point. And you know what? I think that the key is, too, with Bielema is he's kind of a run-heavy, smash-mouth, big offensive line guy. You know what I mean? And Illinois doesn't, he hasn't recruited his guys, but there are a lot of touring guys. So I'm looking right now, Steve, at like the Vegas spreadsheet here. And it drives me crazy. I'm getting mad now, but I've been on edge all
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A week, but they're saying, I just see like the different books, right, on Vegas Insider, different books and the numbers. It says FanDuel, 7.5. It's like, no, I'm looking at FanDuel. It's 6.5. I wish it was 7.5. It's not.
Wager Talk live on. They're never wrong. WagerTalk.com.
All right, I'm on the wrong site. Let me go over. All right, yeah. Let me go over. What am I doing challenging Merrill? Merrill never believes the FanDuel lies.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
All right, well, if you like Nebraska, FanDuel's got 6.5. It's the only place in the world. It does. I am Renzi. Kicking it with Steve Merrill. I'm done arguing point spreads with people, Steve. I've done it too much this week. Like, all the time. It happens almost every night. But I know you and I have done it before where I'm like, I'm telling you, Steve, that's what they've got it listed at. You're like, no. But this time I didn't believe you. It was the other way around. It was the other way around. I'm like, it's not 7. It's not 7. It's 6.5.
Gabe, I got to point something out, though, on this. There's something we got to talk about here, though. It's 6.5 minus 20, which is the exact same thing as seven minus 105, which is what many of those other books have. And in fact,
why
if you
are they
look
doing
at
that?
The money line at well, the money line right now at FanDuel is exactly the same as the money line of the sports books that have minus seven. So minus 6.5 minus 120 is minus seven.
Is the same thing, right?
Yeah, so that's something we got to be careful about when we're saying that there is extra juice on that.
Yes.
It's really not a different line.
So, yeah, no, that's a good point. So, in other words, you're kind of buying a half a point there. They're letting you buy half a point on that.
That's exactly what you're doing, Gabe. That's actually a really good point by you because normally it's seven flat. You pay the 10 cents on any number other than three.
Yeah.
So it's exactly
they charge
that
more
line.
Now, Steve. Yeah, they charge more now. There used to be 10 cents for half a point. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's one of those deals where if you like Nebraska, you got a good number. Right? I mean, I guess, too, this is the case of which, and let's be real about, I'm not going to be naive, that it's good to have a couple of multiple options, isn't it? Right? Because
no question.
What do you think, Steve, now with more and more and more and more of these books everywhere, FanDuel seem to be, like, differentiated. Like you said, like, they're willing to, like, be a little different than others. Remember even with baseball and the World Series and stuff? Like, they're a little different. You know what I mean? And they don't just follow the herd. Do you think we'll see more of that from other places? Like, will it always be uniform? Because it used to always be pretty uniform in Vegas, bro. I lived there, right? Whatever, like MGM owned half the strip. Mine weren't half the strip, so it was all their same number. And then you got, you know, the Fertitta's own another six casinos. So it's sort of centralized to begin with. Do you think we'll see more variety? Because I got to be honest, Steve, if I ran a book, I would run variety. I don't care if I lose on one game and people stay in bed at my book. If everyone has, like, a good example, make it 5.5. So you know what? Make it 5.5. See what kind of action we get on that. It's a crooked number anyway. It's a weird number. You know what I mean, Steve? Entice people to bet at your book, like a store. Like, you go into a mall, shouldn't you have a for sale sign? You know what I'm saying? I know they have their odds boost and everything, but I would move around numbers a little bit more than they do. I really would, Steve.
Well, I mean, theoretically, when you're as big as FanDuel, you shouldn't have to worry about it. You should let the market dictate what the number is. And, I mean, they don't care. Ideally, they want 50% balanced action on every side,
but they
and
don't.
They can't lose.
But that's not their business model, which is fascinating. Yeah.
And that should be your goal, but it's a theoretical goal, as you know. You're never going to get that in a perfect world because you don't know when the late action is coming in, and plus you just aren't going to get balanced action. But what is interesting about doing 6.5 minus 20 versus going to a key number like 7 like everybody else or staying on the key number is that they obviously, you know, it looks like they got action one way, but they didn't want to go back and get sided where it lands 7. That means they lose the people that take the 6.5. They push the plus 7. So I've always thought that's a very smart bookmaking strategy is to move the money line and not put yourself in that situation of getting sided or middled.
Exactly.
Books don't do it just because I think a lot of people don't like paying the extra juice and it just scares people off, I guess.
You know, but just for people tuning in, it's fascinating. For years, guys, years and years, for like hundreds of years, right? I don't know, you're gambling, prostitution, and, you know, caveman days, right? Like, you know what I mean? Oldest professions. The purpose of the bookie, the VIG, right? Whatever. That's how they make money. So guy comes in, bets $100 on the Eagles at 110. Guy comes in, bets the Cowboys at 110. All right, you just made your percentage. And all right, whoever wins, I don't care who wins. All right, good luck, guys. That's always been the model, and they can't lose money with that model. Yet FanDuel has a different model. Like, FanDuel will set the number of what they think the number is, and they will challenge you to bet it. And it's word from their mouth. Like, I remember their head odds maker. It was Thanksgiving. Man, I swear, Steve, I don't know if you remember, but it was Thanksgiving. They had a different number for the Washington football team against Dallas 2 years ago, I think it was. And it was one of those sucker numbers that seemed weird and stuff. And it was different. Like, by NFL standards, it was like a point and a half difference from everyone. And it was kind of weird. And he said, that's our number. If you think it's wrong, bet it. Beat us. He said, that's the number we set. Well, that's what we think. And he basically said, we're not looking to get action on both sides. He said, we set a number, and we think that's the right number. And he actually even said about they don't move numbers because of money. And point blank, he said, we don't move numbers either if we get a $50,000 bet. Because like you said, Steve, I saw it in New York City, bro. There was a lot of non-sharks, Steve, that bet big money. There's a lot of money in New York, Steve. You know what I mean?
Right.
God knows where the kids get it. Inherited it, richly, yeah, I don't know, wherever. I used to see it all the time. So they're not sharp. So, like, just because they get a $50,000 bet on a game, doesn't, you know, it's not going to scare them. And that's their attitude. And it's working for them. But I think more people should be like that. I would be more competitive like that myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, in the perfect world, you want to get balanced action because the analogy you gave, you know, they're risking 110 to win 100. You're paying out 100. You're keeping 110 if you're balanced. But really, if you break it down, ideally what you want is to have a perfect number. And if you really believe your number is ideal, that means it's a 50-50 coin flip. And if you're taking, you know, 11 to win 10 on a 50-50 proposition thousands of times during the season on all the sports, you don't care if you're unbalanced one given night, you know, because you have an edge every time. Every time someone's laying 11 to 10 on something that should be 10 to 10. So that's FanDuel's model. You know, they honestly believe their line is accurate, and they don't mind being a little imbalanced at times because they think they have a mathematical edge every time.
Steve Merrill with us. All right, so after all this, I'm often wrong, people. I just sound like I'm right. Watch this damn game land at exactly 7 tomorrow, Steve. So I'm going to remember tomorrow. Think of me if it does. You know, I told you, Moran, she's keen on me.
5% chance it happens. 5% chance it happens.
My luck, that'll be it.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you what, Steve. It's going to land on 7, but it won't matter because Illinois is going to win by 7. How's that? You like that? Kirk Cousins, you like that?
3%.
I like Illinois in this game. Maybe less. Well, they beat them by 18 last year. So let me ask you, Steve. They beat them by 18 last year, 41-23 in Lincoln. Year before, they play in Champaign. Nebraska wins 42-38. Why is the spread 6.5 now? Should it be that much of a difference?
Well, Nebraska was a 16-point home favorite last year when they lost that game. And, yes, they did lose that game. But, once again, new
they
coach for Illinois – yeah, and Scott Frost is back with 18 starters, and they run the ball well. And one thing Illinois did not do last year, even though they beat them, Illinois was terrible against the run. They gave up almost over 5 yards a carry, over 229 yards a game. Nebraska actually ran for more yards than they threw per game. Very few teams do. They did not throw the ball well last year. When they got down in that game, they couldn't play from behind. So I think that was a one-off. I think if Nebraska takes the lead early, they're going to smash mouth it, and I just don't know if Illinois can stop them on the ground.
All right. No one likes Illinois here. I'm on my own. I'm on my own all week. No one, everyone's unsure.
FanDuel apparently likes
Yeah, exactly. Me and FanDuel. We know I'm on the side of the book here, Merrill. I'm going with the smart guys in Jersey. Let's go. And I got Nebraska under 6.5 wins on the season, Steve. So it's a big game for me. I got Nebraska under 6.5, but I think Illinois is going to cover the point spread in this game. I like the over. I think we'll get there. So let's move into the next one. We talked about it earlier in the week. I stand by my angle, and this one hasn't moved at all, Steve, because I guess I'm the only one in the world that's bet it, right? Me and Cam. UConn getting 27.5, 62.5. And how about this, Steve? And it was brought up today. And I don't know how we stumbled upon talking about the weather there. But I didn't realize how hot it was in Fresno. So the weather tomorrow, Steve, for this football game, they're playing at 11 in the morning local time. Weird start time. 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. Pacific in Fresno, California. And the weather, Steve, is going to be 105 degrees tomorrow morning. And sunny.
Yeah,
it's farmland, bro. Like that's going to be hot. And, Steve, hot leads to unders, bro, because they can't run around. It's hot.
Yeah, it's weird too, Gabe, because this game is the fourth one on the schedule, yet it's the 2:00 Eastern kick, so they must have moved it earlier because of TV. I think it's the CBS game. I mean, Connecticut on national TV.
Yes,
what more could you ask for? But yeah, so I mean, I think that's.
Hey, hold on, Steve. It's their return, buddy. It's their return after 2 years. Show some respect. It's the return of the Huskies.
We haven't seen it for 2 years, so they get national TV. But yeah, I think this is definitely going to be a night game for the reason you just said. It's going to be hot there, and yeah, just hard to know what you're going to get out of Connecticut. They've had a lot of practice time, I guess. They've been off for 2 years.
You're damn
they've
right.
They've been really
you're
bad in right. recent years.
Yeah, but you know what I like, Steve? I was reading about it. I do my research, obviously. I was reading, and they got 4 of their 5 offensive linemen back, all right? So they got 4 of their 5 offensive linemen back, and it's been 2 years. So they've really grown. They're a lot bigger now. Like, basically, like, they're kids, right? So, they actually, so that's the whole thing. Like, so people around, like, the cover of the program are like, wow, These kids are a lot bigger than they were. Like, they actually grew, and they're almost men now. And as you stated, they didn't play, but there was no limit on their practice, Steve. Like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? They just chose, I mean, there's guidelines, but they have been practicing for 2 years. So it's not like they hey, we'll see you in 2 years. Like, they've been, Edsel's gone to bowl games, Steve. You know what I mean? He didn't like being embarrassed like this. So I'm curious. I'm sticking to my guns with the under, Steve. Listen, I'm not putting $500 a game tomorrow. It's you know, tier two football to start the season here, but I'm sticking to my guns, Steve. I say this game goes, and I like the fact that it's this hot, Steve. You put that football gear on, it's 105 degrees, your first game of the year. These kids are going to be gassed. Even Fresno, I don't care if you're from there. It's hot, Steve. I'm from Montreal. I haven't lived there in a long time. It's cold, it's cold. Oh, you're from here. It's cold, Steve. You know what I mean? You can be from the desert and it's still hot. Like, I never got that whole thing. I always loved that, too, like, with, like when cold weather, like, war football teams in the NFL and stuff like that. It's like, number one, guys, none of these guys even practice outside. Number two, like, 80% of the NFL are from Florida to begin with. Not like these guys are in cold weather places. Like Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. Oh, Josh Allen, you know, a big strong arm, cold weather quarterback, played at Wyoming. He's from California, Steve. You know what I mean? He said he never saw snow till he went to Wyoming. He's from California. We're Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers. California, same area. Yeah, but I go on here. You know, Brett Favre, Mississippi, was the cold weather warrior, whatever. You're either tough or you're not. All right, UCLA, Hawaii. No cold weather there, Steve. Rose Bowl, total 68.5. I'm perplexed by the total, but I think UCLA are going to roll them.
Yeah, I mean, the good news for Hawaii is they got everybody back on defense, theoretically, from last year.
All 11,
the bad news
yeah.
is, you know, they got it. Yeah, the bad news is it wasn't a very good defense. Although, they did get better down the stretch. I mean, the bowl game, they held Houston to 14, pulled the upset as a 7-point dog. They beat UNLV before that, who's terrible, obviously. But they did win three of their final four to close out the season, and this is a veteran squad. It's also the second year under the coach, you know, Todd Brands. They should be a lot better this year.
Steve Merrill, all right, we'll get to the game of the day. Of course, UTEP and New Mexico State on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Boy, we better win. I've convinced Brad in our chat. He says, I'm with you, Morency. You've convinced me. I'm taking the under in the UConn game. Pressure's on. I love the fact that it's 105 degrees there. You put football pads on. You put the gear on, those thick jerseys. And it's not as though they're playing at SoFi Stadium, all right? It's not like they're going to have, like, you know, massive cooling systems. They'll have Gatorade. You know what I mean? They're going to have Gatorade on the sidelines. So, Steve, we've got a couple other train wreck games on the way out tomorrow. New Mexico State were bad. Is that a trap, though? Like, when's the last time UTEP were over 10-point favorites, Steve?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's point out to everyone, New Mexico State, just like UConn, did not play last year. And because of that, they had a very senior-heavy team the 2 years before that. They only returned three starters. So disregard everything
they played,
every
though.
Team having 16 to 20 starters.
Yeah, they you're right. Three, I know. But they did play, Steve. Let me throw. They did play in that spring season to get ready for this.
The spring, correct. That is correct.
And they got tattooed by those teams. And they got drilled by those teams.
Right. Right. And the thing about UTEP was they only won three games last year, but they'd gone like 2-34 or something before that. So that was a successful season last year. And
yeah,
by the way, they
upswing.
Beat up on the teams when they were favored. And they went 3-1 their first four, winning those two of those three games by 10 or more. And then they covered three of the last four that they lost outright against better teams as big dogs. So they definitely improved last year. Just looks like kind of two programs heading the opposite direction right now. But like you said, uncharted territory for a team like UTEP to lay 10 points. So they do have 19 returning starters.
I think UTEP's going to win a game, guys. And then we get into Southern Utah and San Jose State. Pretty ambitious. Should San Jose State be not that many points, Steve? We got 30 seconds.
Once again, you know, I don't follow Southern Utah closely, but, you know, San Jose State's not going to have a lot of opportunities to beat up on teams, and I think you got to be careful when teams are in those situations. They can win big.
Well, the thing is, well, San Jose State are good, right? They're good. They had a great year last year. Great, great year. Steve Merrill, Wager Talk. Man, San Jose State, to kill. That's the thing. They can't beat you. Wager Talk, Steve Merrill. Thanks, Steve. Level 2 coming up. Bring it.